It's one of the largest settlements in U.S. history. The drug maker Merck has agreed to pay $4.85 billion into a fund to settle lawsuits filed by people who said they were harmed by its painkiller Vioxx. The company and lawyers representing many of the 47,000 plaintiffs reached the agreement early this morning after extensive negotiations. There are still hurdles before the agreement becomes binding. Most important, nearly all of the plaintiffs would have to agree to drop their claims in state and federal courts. For help in understanding this agreement, we've turned to Michael Krinsavage, who follows pharmaceutical stocks at Raymond James. Good morning.
Good morning.
Merck has won several of the recent cases involving Vioxx claims. Why is the company settling now?
Well, I think that with the statute of limitations having expired in most states, the company is avoiding opening a Pandora's box. With another case, Wyeth, it agreed to a settlement for its diet drugs. And the settlement encouraged more people to sue the company, and the costs spiraled out of control, topping $20 billion. So I believe Merck learned from that failed effort and waited more than 3 years after Vioxx was pulled from the market to reach a settlement.
The settlement figure of nearly $5 billion is obviously a lot of money, but there have been earlier predictions, I gather, that Merck could have been forced to pay billions more than that.
That's right. Vioxx was pulled from the market in September 2004, and after that, estimates followed that perhaps it would be liable for tens of billions of dollars because the analysts looked at the Wyeth liability and they saw a problem that was much, much larger. So on the one hand, it is a rather large settlement at almost $5 billion, but on the other hand, it's a fraction of what the analysts initially thought Merck would have to pay.
Has the negative publicity about Vioxx actually hurt sales of Merck's other products, and might this agreement help them out in that way?
I don't think so. Merck has had a very, very successful run of product introductions. It has introduced vaccines, including Gardasil for cervical cancer. It introduced a product called Januvia for diabetes. And its research and development has been very, very productive, even though these products came to the market after it discontinued Vioxx. So I don't think that the Vioxx problems have hindered Merck management. In fact, I believe the company has done very, very well in the last 3 years, and I would say that it probably has had the best performance of any drug company, whether you look at the stock price or if you look at the actual number of products that it has brought to the market.
Michael Krinsavage follows pharmaceutical stocks at Raymond James. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.